After teaching a language lesson in Wampanoag, counselors at the Summer Turtle Youth Camp, located on a farm in Mashpee, show the children how to do the mosquito dance.
Mosquito dancers ready? All right, guys.
Ten-year-old Paul Wilsey is one of 30 kids attending this year's camp.
Natasawis is how you say my name is in Wampanoag, so Natasawis Paul, that means my name is Paul.
The three-week-long summer camp is run by the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project, or WLRP. It's an organization dedicated to bringing the Wampanoag language, which hasn't been spoken for 150 years, back to fluency. The project was started in 1991 and has since held a number of language classes, workshops, and immersion camps. As of last fall, the project has set its eyes on an even higher goal, opening a language immersion school in which the majority of classes will be taught in Wampanoag. Jennifer Weston is helping WLRP develop an application for a Mashpee-based charter school that will serve students from Barnstable, Bristol, Dukes, and Plymouth counties.
Folks really have a broader vision for how they'd like to see the language live more fully. And we think that that will happen once we have a generation or two of children who are fully bilingual and are really able to communicate more broadly with their families and people of all different generations.
The plan is to start with a K-3 school and add higher grade levels as the students advance. The majority of classes will be taught in Wampanoag, but there will be two class periods conducted in English as well. Weston says the project staff are designing a curriculum that meets state educational standards and prepares students for standardized tests, but is also rooted in Wampanoag culture, traditions, and values.
So we're bringing in folks from all different parts of the Wampanoag communities, to talk to our staff about things like planting and harvesting and shellfishing and local ecosystems. These interviews will all contribute to a curriculum design process that then will also be complemented by the state standards as well.
20-year-old tribe member Brian Moskowitin is a counselor at the summer camp and is training to be a history teacher at the charter school. He says that Wampanoag children could really benefit from a curriculum that meets both state and traditional standards.
I think it's important for our kids to have both, because walking in both worlds, you know, a lot of our people say it's like walking in a moccasin and a shoe. So we have to teach our kids, you know, this world that we live in today while trying to maintain our ancestral ties.
There are currently more than 50 indigenous language immersion schools in the United States, ranging from the Mohawk community in upstate New York to the extensive pre-K through postdoc immersion education offered throughout Hawaii. Weston says that as a result, there was also a rich body of research on language education and immersion for WLRP to draw from.
So one great example that we like to point to are the Navajo language immersion and bilingual schools in the Southwest. And they've had researchers who followed cohorts of their students and have found that their bilingual Navajo and English-speaking students outperform their monolingual English-speaking peers.
Weston says that not only will the school's bilingual education assist students academically, but it will also provide a positive classroom environment that will help Wampanoag youth forge strong cultural identities.
Often in today's public schools, Native students only hear about American Indian people around Thanksgiving or around Columbus Day. And the idea is often that Native cultures were less civilized or less technologically advanced. And that's something that we really want to push back against in our classrooms and talk about all of the amazing adaptations and survival skills and innovations that very diverse tribal societies throughout the Americas brought to their people over millennia.
Tootie Coombs is another teacher in training, and she says that today's youth are hungry for ways to connect with their culture.
When I was growing up back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, kids were a lot more embarrassed to wear their regalias, to dance, to speak. I think today, I know today, they want to know. You know, they want to be in tune with who they are so that they don't feel a part of a world that, you know, they don't know where they exist. So having their language and knowing it just gives them that sense of, okay, I am a culture. I have a culture. I have a language. And that just gives them that confidence.
Mashpee School's Superintendent Brian Hyde says he supports the charter school plans, and WLRP will be submitting its application to the state next fall. After that, a series of public meetings will be held throughout Massachusetts to give community members an opportunity to comment. If the application goes forward, the school could open as early as August 2015. Until then, WLRP will be working on the school's curriculum, as well as language training and professional development for its future teachers and staff. For WCAI, I'm Sally Mars in Mashpee.